if you can't chop, you chop small. You say you belly full. You say you be gentleman. You go hungry. You go so far. You go quench. Me, I no be gentleman like that.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original. I be African man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
You dey go your way, the judge way. Somebody come bring original trouble. You no talk, you no act. You say you be gentleman. You go so far, you go tired, you go quench. Me, I no be gentleman like that.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
Africa hot, I like I'm so. I know what to wear, but my friends don't know. He put him socks, he put him shoe, he put him pant, he put him singlet, he put him trouser, he put him shirt, he put him tie, he put him coat. He come cover all with him heart. He be gentleman. He go sweat all over. He go faint right down. He go smell like shit. He go peace for body, he not gonna. I no be gentleman like that.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
I no be gentleman at all at all.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original. Original.
I love
the
gentleman
at all. Oh, da 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 da.
Right. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Mano Dibango with Sol Makossa. Classic track, love that song. Before that, Fela Kuti with a Gentleman from the record of the same name. And so that was, obviously Fela had passed many years ago, but this was for Tony Allen, his percussionist, who played on most of his records, a lot of them when they were Africa 70. So the Africa 70 group played a number of, released a number of records in the 70s, and that was one of them, Gentleman. That Tony Allen played on as the percussionist. Lee Scratch Perry prior to that with Dreadlocks and Moonlight from the single with Cutthroat. And that's how we started the set off. Oh no, we had Puffy back there with Victory, with Notorious B.I.G., with Biggie, and with Busta Rhymes. So we're all over the place, as you might guess. These are all the people who have passed during the pandemic. I've kept a note of them because I wanted to have, at first I was like, well, I'm going to have a show devoted to these people, like each person, individual show. But then as the pandemic kept on going on and on and on, I was like, well, this isn't really possible. We're looking at maybe like 35 shows or something like that. So now I started to decide to roll them all into one big show. And that's what we have tonight. And so up next, so we've got punk, we have industrial, and we have soul and Afro jazz and whatever you want to call it. And now we're up to a disco R&B star, Bohannon. This is Hamilton Bohannon with Let's Start the Dance, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
Johnny Hodges.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Jefferson Airplane with Somebody Love, a live version of that from Woodstock, in case you were wondering. And so we did that because of Michael Lang, who was the producer and impresario of Woodstock, And he, I think he was also involved in Woodstock 94 and then in the debacle that was Woodstock 99. And but we're not going to pay attention to those gigs. We're just the original with Jefferson Airplane providing that song there. And prior to that, speaking of impresarios, for George Ween, who passed also in during the pandemic in 20, and he was the presenter of Newport Jazz Festival and JVC Jazz Festival, which was later renamed multiple times, multiple jazz festivals. I think even the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, he was involved in that as well. And so we played Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and They Ain't Good from Live at Newport Jazz Festival in 1956. Bill Withers prior to that with Lovely Day from Menagerie, and it was Bohannon's Let's Start the Dance, a dance funk original from our Hamilton Bohannon, who was a soul funk drummer and songwriter who passed as well. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. And so we're saying goodbye or paying a tribute to all the great artists we've lost during the pandemic, starting with, I think the first one was actually Genesis P. Orridge. We heard from that one. Not the first one on the show, but the first one from when the pandemic really kicked in March of 20. And then I started keeping track of everybody. And I mean, at the time I thought, well, I just have a show to everybody, but then it became too many people. All right. Speaking of great artists, John Prine was a terrific folk songwriter. And of course, he had throat cancer and he battled that for many or a few years after he was diagnosed and he had surgery and everything. And then he did pass in 20. And we're going to hear a track from this great CD collection from the Oxford American. I've had shows just devoted to the Oxford American before. This one is great track, Sins of Mephisto, Mephisto, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Sally used to play with her hula hoops. Now she tells her problems to therapy groups. Grandpa's on the front lawn staring at a rake, wondering if his marriage was a terrible mistake. I'm sitting on the front steps drinking Orange Crush, wondering if it's possible for me to still blush, Oh yeah. A boy on a bike with corduroy slacks sleeps in the river by the railroad tracks, waits for the whistle on the train to scream so he could close his eyes and begin to dream, Oh yeah. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. The hands on his watch spin slowly around, with his mind on a bus that goes all over town, looking at the babies in the factories, listening to the music of Mr. Squeeze. As if by magic or remote control, he finds a piece of a puzzle that he missed in his soul, Oh yeah. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Adam and Eve and Lucy and Ricky bit the big apple and got a little sticky. Esmeralda and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, they humped each other like they had no shame. They paused as they posed for a Polaroid photo. She whispered in his ear, exactly Odo, Quasimodo. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Sally used to play with her hula hoops. Now she tells her problems to therapy groups. Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
All right, Peter. That was, of course, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac with Shake Your Money Maker from their debut record. Actually, the band was properly known as Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac back then. It was in 1968 during the great British blues and R&B explosion. I think John Mayall and the Blues Breakers were also part of that. And I think that was sort of on the heels of what the Rolling Stones were doing and whatever, Blind Faith and all those other groups that were sort of part of that scene, man. The Ronettes, for Ronnie Spector, who passed just a couple weeks ago, Be My Baby, their biggest hit. Peter Green, getting back to him, he passed in early 20. And then it was Leslie West from Mountain. That was Mississippi Queen, we heard, from the Climbing record. John Prine started things off with Sins of Mephisto. That was from the Oxford American Southern Sampler. I've always liked that song. There are so many to choose from him and his discography, but I picked that one, which is one of my faves. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. And on this great, great night, it's great music. It's a shame we've lost all these terrific artists. Some of them, like Little Richard, were in their 90s. Others, I would seem, were gone before their time. And I'm going to queue up next. This is a tough one for me. I'm not really a huge fan of Kenny Rogers, never have been. He has too many like overly sentimental songs, Christmassy stuff. Lover of Jesus. It's just the early stuff was that he did was whatever. I mean, it's Kenny Rogers. What are you going to do? It's not like there's a debate between the Kenny Rogers fans, Kenny Rogers faithful, as to what's better, early or late, or mid period or whatever. But I think that if I'm going to play anything, it has to be The Gambler. So we're going to go with that right here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk.
walk away and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
All right, 1,000 points of light. WMFO 91.5 Medford. Underneath, we have Chick Corea and Return to Forever with Spain from the Light as a Feather record. Prior to that, it was Ellis Marsalis with Branford as well, although he didn't really play on that track. That was Delilah's theme from Loved Ones. And then Kenny Rogers with a Gambler. Sure, why not? But this has been our tribute to all the great musical talents and geniuses that we've lost during the pandemic. So the show is kind of all over the place. One last track I'd like to play is for Jimmy Cobb, who passed, the drummer, the last surviving member of the Kind of Blue Sessions, one of the most influential jazz records of all time. One of the few jazz records to go platinum. And so there are no more surviving members of that group, and so we wanted to play that as the last track. This is Freddie Freeloader. I'll see you here next week on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.